make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You, suggesting ways you can make your concerns heard before Congress. Donald Trump has abandoned the promotion of human rights as a central aim of U.S. foreign policy. Experts say this is emboldening authoritarians and adversaries, especially Vladimir Putin. Last week alone, Trump was silent about Putin's crackdown on mass Russian protests and abandoned U.S. policy of regime change in Syria. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said, quote, are we going to sit there and focus on getting him out? No. Trump is pushing through a multi-billion dollar sale of X-16 fighter jets to Bahrain without the human rights conditions imposed under Barack Obama. Trump welcomed Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, his favorite Middle East strongman, to the White House, steering clear of discussing the 50,000-plus Egyptian political prisoners. Trump will almost certainly not broach human rights during his summit with the leader of China on Thursday. Trump minimized Putin's human rights abuses in an interview with Fox News' Bill O'Reilly right before the Super Bowl. We have a lot of killers, he said. You think our country is so innocent? John McCain replied, to state that there's some moral equivalency between an imperfect nation, the United States of America, and Putin is appalling. Trump has declared that torture works and, quote, when you get these terrorists, you have to take out their families. Congress has a slew of bills dealing with human rights. To name just a few, Senate Resolution 87 concerns the Syrian humanitarian crisis, Senate 409, the Military Humanitarian Operations Act, Senate 377, Trafficking in Persons Reporting Integrity Act. On the House side, H.R. 379, Justice for Yazidis Act, H.R. 390, Iraq and Syria Genocide Emergency Relief and Accountability Act, H.R. 735, USA Values Act of 2017, and H.R. 48, Equal Rights Access for Women of South Sudan Act. For the foreseeable future, it looks like Congress and the courts will have to be the conscience of our country because Trump's foreign policy direction has shifted almost exclusively to short-term economic gain and military superiority. If you're concerned about Trump's apathy towards human rights abuses worldwide, you can contact your representative or our senators and share your thoughts about these and other bills. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.
Make them hear you.